Section 3. You will hear a conversation between a student, David, and a university lecturer. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
Good morning, Professor Jones. I'm David Fletcher. I took your Introduction to Politics module.
Good morning, David. Come in and sit down.
I'm here to talk to you about my course and what sort of modules I should register for next year.
Yes, before we get into that, I'd like to discuss your first year here at the university. It helps to get some feedback from students such as yourself. So, you are doing a degree in politics, aren't you?
That's right.
How did you find university lectures at first?
To be honest, compared to my final year at school, I found the schedule quite light. I didn't have hours of lectures each day, so I had the chance to arrange my own study timetable. The independence and self-study of university is something I find really refreshing. And of course, the lectures and class discussions have started to take us deeper into the subject and related issues.
So you were pleasantly surprised by the course?
Overall, yes. I handled it fine. The social side of student life was also something I took to fairly easily.
Which of your first modules did you find the most interesting?
It's hard to say. Although politics and media was very enlightening, I'd say that the globalization module was the most fascinating. The insights we got into the subject went beyond the political landscape. Analyzing the cultural and economic trends that affected was certainly an eye-opener.
I think you've done quite well on your essays and research papers. How well do you think you've handled the group work and presentations?
I think the joint assignments were a bit more challenging than I had expected. It takes time to get to know people, and you're always going to get on better with some students than others. You need to know that the others are going to take it as seriously as you. So, despite a few hurdles in the beginning, I think I've managed to develop my presentation skills and find a more effective way of working with my fellow students.
I see. That's actually one of the goals of the program. Learning to collaborate with others in the world of work can be quite challenging, more so than many people realize. Now, was there anything that surprised you during the course?
I think it was the Nations and Nationalism module. I thought I had a good knowledge of this subject through history at school, but now I realize how much more complex the issue is. I had to do a lot of background research on when and where nationalism developed.
Good. That understanding is important in developing your knowledge of politics and political trends. An extensive knowledge of your subject cannot be gained only by attending lectures. Self-study and reading are essential for any student who wants to master their chosen area of study. I'd like to ask you about the end of your exams. Were they what you had expected them to be?
I was quite well prepared for them. They were on the material we had covered in our lectures, so there were no surprises there. I was quite pleased about that because I never saw the point of exams that picked a totally random subject. I didn't get particularly high grades this year, but overall I handled them okay.
I see. Let's talk a bit now about your hopes and expectations for your second year and what sort of direction you want your studies or even career to go in. We'll talk about the second year module choices in a minute, but before that, is there anything you feel you need to do next year as a student?
I feel that I have gained insight into political systems and important political figures. I hope to study more about international politics in the future. To be honest, I think I also need to get used to academic research more, to eventually become familiar with previous research that has been done, so I can start to explore new areas and ask my own questions.
That's interesting, David. Carrying out research and analyzing political trends is important. I am sure you'll be well on the way to achieving that during your studies. Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 27 to 30. Now, apart from some core modules, you will be able to choose from some optional modules in your second year. I assume you've checked the descriptions of these modules on the university website?
Yes, I have read a bit about them, although I would appreciate your advice.
I would recommend you take the UK Politics module. It helps provide a deep understanding of how the political system functions.
It wasn't one that caught my attention, as I'm interested in focusing on international politics and international political organizations. I didn't want to concentrate too much on politics here in Britain, but I guess it is an important subject.
It certainly gives you a very good foundation to work on. It won't limit you expanding into the study of international political events either.
In that case, I'll put my name down for it.
That's a good decision. Another very popular module is Middle Eastern politics.
There are obviously a lot of issues there, and it is relevant to the whole world. I feel I might get bogged down in it, though. I'd much sooner focus on the Americas and the Pacific Rim countries, as well as the rise of China.
That's perfectly understandable. There will be more opportunity to specialize in that part of the world during your final year and in your project. Still, let's talk about the Political Movements module. It charts the historical development of some significant political groups in European and world politics from the 20th and 21st centuries.
Yes, it's something we touched on in our first year. Still, I'll have to think about it. Can I get back to you on that one after I've done some more research on it?
Not a problem, David. Check out the reading list and lecture schedule to get a better idea of what will be covered.
I'll do that.
Next, we have the module on international relations. This deals with a lot of international diplomacy and agreements, with particular emphasis on the late 20th century up to today.
As far as I'm concerned, that's essential for me and should give me the chance to do projects on the areas I want to focus on.
There'll definitely be the chance for a case study of your choice, you know, analyzing relations between the West and nations such as Japan and China.
Thanks for your help, Professor. I'll be back to see you soon.
That is the end of Section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 4.